right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 271, and I'm ChiefyD here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we've got Wombat, who has stories about everybody being a douche.
Everyone's a douche, but will you friend me?
I will friend you, yes.
Thank you. I think that's going to be the hit of the fall. The CBS sitcom. Now tell me if this sounds fake, listeners, because, you know, you could react. When you yell out loud, I can hear you. CBS orders sitcom from Will and Grace creators called Friend Me. It stars Jay Mohr and Brian Austin Green, and it is a series centered around the web phenom Groupon.
But why would it be called Friend Me? And hello, Shipwreck, by the way.
I don't know.
Hello.
Say hi to Shipwreck. I like, sometimes we forget to say hi.
I like this. I like this this show that they're talking about. I can see the possibilities unfolding before me.
It follows two show, guys.
They go, yeah, but those two guys get on all kinds of crazy adventures. One time they go to Arby's.
Right.
And then
you get a roast beef sandwich at 20% off.
It's like buy one, get one free. Like, so the other guy, like Brian Austin Greer, he gets his sandwich
Green,
for free.
Green. Brian Austin Green.
He gets the free one.
He gets the free one. Jay Mohr,
that's
can,
a good episode.
Jay Mohr can afford it. This guy that I forgot his last name, he cannot afford this RB sandwich. And that's the whole that's a whole episode right there. The next time, like, they can go to, like, I don't know, like a place to get their blinds cleaned.
This, you know what? This would work better as a reality show with these two guys. I want to see David Austin Green get his blinds cleaned, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I take that back. There was a pilot for a show similar to this that was filmed in 2007 starring Jay Mohr and Brian Austin Green.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another version made in 2008. This is a show that's been bounced around where they keep changing it up, I guess, just enough, and now it's about Groupon.
But why is it still called Friend Me?
I don't know. It follows two guys who move from Indiana to Los Angeles to begin exciting careers at the deal-finding website Groupon.
It's got Midwest humor, too. I love it.
I see an order for 20, 23, 23 easy.
I see a lot of references to chili dishes that sound like they could also be disgusting sexual acts. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Like, I like a three-way or a four-way. Is that the joke?
Right. Or a hot Carl. Isn't that a chili?
It is now.
That could be one of those categories on You Don't Know Jack, the this or that. Sexual, disgusting sexual act, or food from Ohio?
Blumpkin.
I know them all. I don't know the food from Ohio.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
you know
half that category.
Right. That's all you need to know. You only need to know half. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, here we are. A lot
Tijuana
of stuff to talk
mud
about.
Bath?
That, Right. Or it could just be made up.
It could be.
I forgot how this or that works.
Or maybe it's a delightful chili over jalapenos. You don't know that. You don't know that.
I could look it up. I'm too lazy to look it up. It's too much typing. So here we go.
Would you like a spicy mudslide?
All right, enough.
I can do this all night.
I know. So how come I can't help but notice that there's no feedback on the outline.
You know, there was a lot of show feedback, but it was all on the same topic.
What was the topic?
Me talking about Kickstarter. And I didn't know if you really wanted to spend more time talking about Kickstarter.
No.
I don't.
Exactly. I know. That's why I didn't include any.
But we should point out that you did deliver on your promise, and you told us the story, the Tim Schafer douche story.
I did.
And I mean, it was a douchey thing. I wouldn't say that it makes him a douche per se. I would say that was sort of a douchey response to have. Right, Chip?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think clearly our listeners could tell that it was a douchey thing to do, but not necessarily something that would make him a douche.
Our listeners could tell?
Uh-huh.
I will say that you guys may very well be right in that scenario.
Right. Am I allowed to tell the story?
No.
What if we leave out some of the key details of the story?
I wouldn't know, because I wouldn't want to do that. It could hurt people that I actually do like and know.
But who could it hurt, though?
People. It's not worth it.
What if we insert Jay Mohr's name into it instead of
right.
Person that you know?
Sure. Wow, that's getting mad.
Yeah.
And worried that I'm...
not mad. Definitely not mad. I wouldn't say mad.
Not mad.
Contemplative.
Right. Let's put it this way. It's the typical thing that that you always hear about in the gaming industry. You know, the same story that an outrage comes out over time and time again.
Here's what we'll say. At some point in the next coming up month, we'll tell the story, but we'll change all the names.
You don't need to include any names.
I'm saying, I don't say we say it this week. I say we use it as a carrot to keep our listeners going.
Dumb. Now you're the douche.
I am a douche. Well, has there ever really been an argument on that?
No.
No. Mr. Kettle.
Well, whatever. It's the typical story that you always hear about. You can figure it out. So should we do new releases then? No feedback?
Well, it's not that I have no feedback. It's just, you know, I don't...
Right.
Don't get me started on the Kickstarter.
On Kickstarter, you like Kickstarter now? Is that what you're here to say? You're here to say that you've already pre-ordered. Where did you donate on the Kickstarter page?
Oh, I donated like last week before the show. To the Double Fine game, I donated before the show last week.
Right, but which category are you having lunch with Tim Schafer?
I am having lunch with him. Yeah, next week. But, I feel like I said this. I have no problem with it. It's fine. If you donated your money, that's fine. What I think is going to be, there's a couple of things that I think are going to be very interesting. One is if you paid for this game up front that hasn't been finished yet, there's a very good chance this game is going to be awesome. There's also a chance, and it could be a very slim chance, but you never know. What if the game sucks? Will you regret your $15 purchase? Your non-refundable $15 pre-order.
I'm sure all of us have bought games, pre-ordered games before that sucked, and we've dealt with it. It's been all right. I'm going strong.
It's not a big investment.
Either. Brute Force.
I'm not saying.
Didn't kill me.
Did you really pre-order Brute Force?
That was the next Halo, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I liked Brute Force, but I think that's very funny.
Lizard Man, he was great.
Yes. They should make another Brute Force. I'm just saying that I think it's going to be a very interesting
thing. Kickstarter that up. They'll make another one of it.
Yeah, you're right. I just think it's going to be a very interesting result in 6 months from now. And that alone may very well, the changes that it's had to the industry, positive or possibly negative, I think are very important and worth having. That's reasonable.
Right.
Wow.
All right, fine.
Wow. I lost my championship basketball game.
You did? Oh, it happened?
Yeah, it happened.
He did.
It
was terrible.
Oh.
Finished the season. 17-1 is a good season.
Right. What was the final score?
I don't want to say that.
It was not pretty. It was nasty.
And
it was not sensational.
We were the better team. It's just when you go 5 for 44 from the field.
Oh no!
It's really hard to win.
What happened?
We just didn't make shots. We played the team that we beat in the semifinals. That's kind of like our arch rival. So it was like after we beat them, I think there was a bit of a let up.
I see.
I don't know. We pulled a Patriots.
Sounds like it's your fault somehow.
I'll take the blame. Sure.
Coach.
Sure.
Sounds like it's your fault, coach.
I missed all of those shots.
Yes.
I'll take the blame. I'm fine with that.
All right. It's important somebody takes the blame.
As long as I get the credit for the 17 wins.
Sure.
He was very depressed on Saturday.
I forgot. I thought I couldn't remember if it was this Saturday.
I tried doing my best to cheer him up. I don't think I even cracked it down.
Really, what the bummer is in a situation like that is that you don't have a chance to like go back to practice and like teach him based off of what happened in the game and everything. It's just like, nope, that's the season.
That's
okay.
It. Are you coming back for another season?
I haven't made that decision yet.
I see. All right. Well,
have they asked you already?
They have not yet.
Well, there you go. I think that's the answer right there.
17-1. They're obviously going to ask.
I don't know. 17-1.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
good. I know. I'm sure they'll ask him back.
Right. So are you Shipwreck? Are you well enough to proceed with the new releases?
I think I can. This first one's about sports, though. I mean, everybody was looking forward to Grand Slam Tennis too, right? That's a game that needed to be made.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that game was out. I never heard anything about it.
I never heard anything. I forgot this game was in development. I mean, I get why EA is trying to make this game, because they're EA and they want to be in all the sports, but I think Top Spin and Virtua Tennis kind of have this area covered.
Right. Nobody's saying, you know what, one of these two games is not doing it for me tennis-wise, not fulfilling all my tennis needs. Pretty sure that you can find a winner in one of those two games.
Yeah, I mean, those are both good games. And this one comes out and it looks like it's gotten, like, I don't know, in the 60s or whatever on Metacritic right now. So
right. It doesn't really need to be there.
No. I think EA could have used that team in a different way. Maybe make a badminton game, something other than a tennis game.
Right.
I guess the big release is Twisted Metal. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, dude. I would say that's easily the biggest single release of the week, right?
Did you notice the picture that they used on Tech Gaming for their new release post? Take a good look at that picture, the Twisted Metal picture. There's a picture of, you know, one of the machine gun supercars driving by some sort of business with a big banner that says going out of business on it. Which, yeah. Well, I guess they didn't go out of business, right?
No, he's just leaving. He's just leaving.
Just a bunch of guys got laid off, and Jaffe's leaving. Okay. Close enough, though.
How do you feel about knowing... You do know that the game only has one storyline, and it's not like Twisted Metal Black, where there's an ending for each character.
Well, that's... Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to buy it anyway, to be honest, unless it was super cheap. But I didn't know that until you just told me, by the way, right now. But
okay, well, I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah,
how do you feel?
I feel like I'm really not going to buy it now. I'm going to not buy the hell out of that game.
Maybe you're
getting
start
good reviews.
To,
I mean, I can't assume it can't be getting good reviews.
It's right. mixed. Right.
It's got a 79 right now on Metacritic.
That's good.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to set the world on fire, literally or figuratively. But again, yeah, I think if it's what you're looking for, then you'll probably really like it. Is that?
That is the box quote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the scores range from a 90 to a 60.
Yeah. All right. What else we got this week?
I know none of us really are into it, but UFC Undisputed 3 is apparently really good.
Okay.
I think
those games are really complicated. I've tried to play them. There's just a lot of controls. There's a lot of holding down three buttons at the same time
and
rotating
sticks.
Too many buttons.
I can't push buttons.
Yeah.
Ty, get in here. Hold the Y. Hold the Y for daddy.
Yeah. It's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Good to hear that it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, it's got an 86 on Metacritic right now. So that's really good. Let's see. For the Wii, I've been playing Rhythm Heaven Fever, which is a $30 Wii game and pretty much the last Wii game, I guess.
I just threw out my Wii yesterday.
Really?
You just, like, in the garbage, just like,
well,
garbage.
I had lent my U.S. I have two Wiis. I have a Japanese Wii and an American Wii, and I lent my Wii to Jon Snow, and he didn't take any of the accessories. I just threw out all the parts of the Wii. The console itself is still at Jean's house, but the power supply and the controller and all, you know, it comes with a lot of plastic in that box.
Why didn't you just give it to Jon Snow?
Because he has a Japanese Wii, so he doesn't need all that stuff.
Maybe he wants it. Like, can he use those controllers on your Wii?
He's not using. You think he's sitting at home playing with my Wii?
I don't know. He seems that kind of like, you know, Euro trashy hipster.
Wait, he's from Canada.
Really? I always thought he was European.
Right. No, I don't know. And then I almost threw out the Japanese
one. And I'm only
one.
Kidding, Jon Snow. We love you.
I was trying to clean out my office, and it was just sitting there. I'm like, I'm never, ever, ever going to play this. And if I sold it, like, how much money are they going to give me for... Actually, I can't even sell the American one here, probably.
You wouldn't get anything. That? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so is this game any good? I know this. I've seen the arcade version of this game here.
Yeah, it's fun. It doesn't involve any kind of waggle or anything. It's just pressing like the A button or the A and B button to the rhythm.
Right. Okay.
It's simple little graphics. It's a fun game.
I watched the video of your cat being mesmerized by it.
Yes. My cat will not leave it alone. She just sits there in front of the TV and because things are just constantly moving on the screen and it's very like it's a very stark background and then like circles or whatever. A lot of the things are like you're hitting a golf ball or there's guys jumping up and down on a seesaw. So it's very cat friendly.
It's good to know.
Yeah. If you're looking for a game on your Wii for your cat, Rhythm Heaven Fever.
And the last Wii game.
I think there's a Mario Party still. But
right. It may not be as cat friendly.
Right. I'm not sure on that one. Right, but yeah, I was surprised it was only $30. It's good. I wish they'd just make a version of it for the 3DS though, because it seems like something I would rather not have to turn my Wii on for.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me 45 minutes to get my Wii up and running when I started playing this game.
Why?
Well, none of my controllers had batteries charged. Right. So I had to charge all those. Then I got those all charged up and realized that I have a wireless Wii remote sensor bar. I'd completely forgot the Wii needed a sensor bar. Like I turned the thing on. I'm like, why isn't this working? And so I had to go charge batteries for my wireless sensor bar because I have no idea where my wired sensor bar lives.
Oh, too bad. I just threw one out.
And then I had to update the Wii too.
So far, video.
You should have just done what I. If you just threw your Wii out like I did, you would have saved yourself a lot of time. But your cat wouldn't have been as satisfied.
Right.
Your video currently has 2 likes and 1 dislike.
That guy on the internet that needs to dislike videos of cats watching video games. Right.
I was promised dumb, much more. I thought I'd see a much more comprehensive review of Rhythm Heaven Fever instead of just seeing it, watching a cat's head move back and forth.
The title says Hazelnut plays Rhythm Heaven Fever. You don't specify that Hazelnut's a cat.
And it's just really watching, not playing. Thumbs down for me. Sorry. Maybe next time.
Nice try, buddy.
My wife was bummed that somebody disliked it.
Oh, yeah.
She saw. She noticed.
Yeah, she noticed that somebody disliked it. I'm like, they're not disliking our cat. They're just, it's the internet. People are going to dislike whatever you put out there.
True. Anything else this week besides the Vita, all the semi-Vita launch?
We'll get to the Vita here in a second. The 3DS, I played some Tekken, the Tekken 3D Prime Edition.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this product?
I am not, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Neither was I. I threw it in the 3DS, and I'm not a big Tekken guy to begin with. I've played some of them, but I don't.
How could you not be a Tekken guy? It has a bear.
I like the characters. Like bear guy and guy who has a leopard for a head.
Jackie Chan.
And kangaroo. There's robot. Robot dude. There's the dude made out of wood.
There's some fun ass characters. Tekken has my favorite characters of all fighting games. I said it out loud.
Yeah, my problem with Tekken is the hitboxes are just terrible. Like you can be laying on the ground and somebody throws a punch at you. And it hits you. And it's like, no, that was like, in real like terms, that was like several feet away from my character. And I've never been able to get over that with the Tekken franchise. But I tried to play this one too. I won it. I won. Beat it all.
You did?
Yeah.
You finished it?
It doesn't have a story mode or an arcade mode. So the single player experience is you pick a character, you pick the bear. That's pretty much what you do. You pick the bear, and then you bear punch people in the face.
Right.
10 people in the face, and then you see the game credits.
So that takes about 10 minutes?
Yeah, about that. And then you can do that. Like, it has a leveling system. I don't know why, like, what this leveling system actually does for you. But, like, you can level up each of these characters. Like, there's 41 characters, a bunch of characters. But for single player, there's that mode. And then there's one where it's like, see if you can beat these 5 dudes with 1 life bar. And I can't. I can't do that. So
what about online play?
There is online play. But if you play online, then it's not in 3D.
Oh, what? How's the 3D?
I was just about to say that.
The 3D is pretty good. It looks fantastic. Like, it's 60 frames per second. Like, the 3DS is pretty powerful when it comes to these fighting games. And it does the whole thing, like, where on the screen, it you can assign four, like, combos. So you can either, like, actually hit in all the buttons to do them or just, like, press the made-up button on the screen.
Hmm. Virtual hockey?
Yeah. So I guess Street Fighter kind of did that on 3DS too. But and then it comes with that's the game portion of it. Then it comes with an hour and 40-minute-long movie, 3D movie.
3D movie?
Yes. Which I haven't watched that yet because I don't know. I don't sit down and watch an hour and 40-minute-long movie on my 3DS.
On a 3.5-inch screen or whatever
right.
it is.
Right. But it's kind of cool that they put that in there. I don't understand why they couldn't have just, like, cut portions of that movie out and just thrown them in between fights or something. Like, right. Oh, here's a picture probably of a bear. Like, we'll throw it in here. But, yeah, so Tekken 3D Prime is a weird product. I'm not really sure who is it's for.
Full price?
It's full price. It's $40. And you can collect these cards.
Steep.
You can collect these cards, but they don't do anything either. But you can, like, trade them with people. It's a really weird product.
All right. Interesting. Well, for Tekken fans, it sounds good. Kinda. Prime. It sounds prime. Is what I really want to say.
It sounds like a real prime edition.
What else we got? Anything?
I checked out that Warp game for Xbox Live Arcade.
How's that? How is it? I haven't had a chance to look at it.
I think it's kind of cool.
I almost bought it.
It's $10. That surprised me. That made me want to buy it more.
Me too. But then I didn't. I didn't realize it was $10 until I just saw right now that it was $10.
What does one do in this game? Because Warp isn't a very descriptive title.
That's what you do. Warp.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do. It's like a overhead it's not 2D, but it's overhead, and then it's like a puzzle type of game where you're walking around as a little dude, and then you
stealth puzzle.
Yeah, stealth puzzle. You can warp around like walls and everything.
Like Metal Gear on the NES?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can warp inside of guys and then explode out of them.
And warp through like inside barrels. Mm-hmm. Which is exciting. You always want to warp inside a barrel or turrets. It's kind of cool, actually. It wasn't bad. I didn't buy it because I don't know why I didn't buy it. It was late. It was pretty late when I was playing it. And I think I thought I should just go to bed instead of.
I actually have so much to play right now. I don't know if I need or want a XBLA game.
Yeah, it's on PSN 2
and PSN.
You can check out the demo. It's cool. It's pretty cool.
Did you see how much stuff was free on PlayStation Plus this week too?
I did not.
Oh my god, there was either 7 or 8 games are free.
Anything that I want to play?
There's Far Cry 2.
I've played that.
Okay. Let's see. We're gonna have to look up a list. There's that Axis fighting game, Battle Fantasia.
Oh.
Yeah, it's probably not your thing. There was a bunch of other like PSN type of stuff, like non full retail games. But
right, yeah, I don't want a full retail game. I don't have space on my drive.
Here,
there was a lot of stuff on there. I was surprised that they did that on the week that the Vita came out.
But the Vita, we mean the Vita came out.
Yeah, the kind of launch of the
soft launch. You call this like a. Like a limp dick, limp dick launch.
I think that's what Kevin Butler called it. Yes.
Doesn't it seem weird though that they're doing this? It is sort of like a limp dick launch in that
you just like saying limp dick as many times.
I do like that.
Yeah.
But
we know.
It's like it's almost kind of out for some people who bought this thing, who bought the special pack. It takes some of the excitement out of it, don't you think?
I don't know if it necessarily takes some of the excitement out of it as much as it is. I don't think there are that many people that want this edition.
Right. Well, yeah.
So why come out with it first? Is it really just to say, hey, is it just screwing early adopters or Sony diehards that feel like they need to have it as soon as possible, regardless of the version?
We got to sell these little copies of Little Deviants. Who else is going to buy these copies of Little Deviants?
Something.
I don't know. Yeah, it seems sort of weird to me, but okay. Well, we'll talk about the Vita later, I think, right? Are we not ready for Vita action?
Well, you're the only one who has one.
Yeah, you can talk about it. I can talk about my experience today of going to look for one.
Yeah, let's. I want to hear, but yeah, because it's. I want to hear what it's like in America on the front lines.
Okay. Well, you know, it's nice. It's cold. The food's good
for the Vita
and
shopper.
Everyone's
Wombat.
Fat. Oh, okay.
Everyone... yeah.
So I can't say that I did a comprehensive search because I just went to Target.
Okay.
They had nothing. They had nothing. Well, nothing. No games.
They sold out.
No, I don't think so.
They just never.
There
got
wasn't.
Them.
There wasn't like a space. The only space I saw for anything Vita was an open space for the Ninja Gaiden Vita game.
Oh.
They had no shelf space like reserved for the Vita. Maybe they didn't have the bundles, like the new bundles, but I figured they'd at least have some games out.
What was the Skylanders situation?
Skylanders, there was no Skylanders. No Skylanders.
Was there space for Skylanders?
There was space for Skylanders. No Skylanders.
Right. Well, so Chase writes in, one of our listeners, and he wants, you know, the Vita's been out for a month in Japan. 2 months, excuse me. 2 months. I don't know why he wrote, and Chase wants a first month impression Vita, threw me off there. But the Vita's been out for 2 months in Japan, but I just... After Uncharted, I bought my second game. I bought Luminous because now I'm all connected up on the US store. It froze with like 10 minutes left in downloading the game, and then it wouldn't wake up. It did that thing. It's done this like 3 times for me now where it's completely frozen and will not wake up. And finally, like even you're supposed to hold down the power button for an extended period of time. But apparently that period of time varies anywhere from 10 seconds to, I don't know, a few minutes. I don't know. Sometimes it'll help you get out of a frozen system, and sometimes it doesn't. It's sort of whenever it feels like it. But eventually I got it working after a couple of hours. And, of course, my battery was dead by the time I got everything downloaded and working. But Luminous is very cool. Luminous is great. The soundtrack is awesome. It seems a little easier than the previous ones, just that I was able to make it past a few levels on my first try or two. And it does something that the other one doesn't do, where it lets you continue on whatever song you're on after you lose.
Nice.
Thank God, because I would never see like the third song otherwise. Just be hearing the same first two songs over and over again.
Yeah, I have to say, if I'd have walked into Target today and they'd have had it and Luminous sitting there,
you would have bought it.
I probably would have bought it.
But you would have bought the first edition?
I probably would have.
With a shitty-ass memory card? And
how much space does Luminous take up on the memory card?
That only takes up about 700 megabytes.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, but Uncharted takes up 4.
4 gigs?
Yes.
That's the entire memory card.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. I think it's 4.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I don't know. Luminous is cool. Luminous is good. The question you need to ask yourself is, do you want to spend all that money to play the latest Luminous?
Well, it's either that or find where my PSP is at. Like, that's...
That's could be hard. And the charger. Imagine finding the charger. That's going to be the hard part. But I don't know. It just seems $40 seems like a lot to pay for that game.
It's $40 too for Luminous?
Yes. Well, if you download it, I think it was $37.
Still. Oh, well, you know, $3. $3, you know.
So it's hard. I mean, and of course you're stuck, you know, with the, unless, you know, you use headphones or run a cable to your stereo system, you know, you're playing a music game on the Vita speakers, which are no good.
Well, that's the same. You're going to use headphones if you're playing a portable.
So yeah, that's nitpicky.
I'm not nitpicking. I'm just saying, if it was on the iPhone and you had an Apple TV,
that has.
Do AirPlay.
I was going to say, yeah, but no one. 3 people have Apple TV.
They sold 3 million Apple TVs last year,
and the iPhone speakers suck just as bad. I'm sure.
Horrible.
Yeah,
but it would be nice to have some sort of way that it could hook into a PS3 and stream the audio.
Well, you can now, if I'm wrong, you could probably correct me on this, Shipwreck. Is it true that you have to plug it into your PS3 for anything? Like, it doesn't have a Bluetooth connection?
It has Bluetooth.
I thought you
I don't
could,
know if it can connect to the PS3 and do anything.
Yeah. I read an angry tweet from someone online complaining about that they needed a wire, even though both devices have Bluetooth.
No, but if you're doing remote play, you don't need a wire.
That's the question. That's what I'm asking.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I hope you're right. I'm just saying.
I am right. What do you mean? I've done it. I did it with the PSP.
I read a conflicting stuff.
He's probably talking about like transferring the content from the PSP.
Gotcha. Okay. That's why. Okay.
That's probably what he's talking
about. I can see where that would still be
annoying.
Annoying. But it would be with wires, I would guess.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is I would like to have a wireless solution so that I could listen to any sound that's coming out of my PSP, that I could stream it through the PlayStation 3 and have it come out my home entertainment system. I mean, I can do it with the iPhone and the iPad. Shit, with the fucking iPad and iPhone, you can put the actual image up on the TV and have the sound come through. With some games, anyway. So that would be nice to see, especially with
the game. Yeah, we have to buy one of those shitty Apple TVs.
It's not shitty, and it's cheap.
It's cheaper than a memory card for the Vita.
Right. It's cheaper than buying an external Bluetooth speaker, which I did. I bought not for Luminous, but I bought the Jambox, you know, the Jawbone Jambox Bluetooth speaker, which is actually, we used it last night with Luminous, and it was pretty good. So I also downloaded Michael Jackson The Experience because it came out for free. The demo was the full version of the game. So I have that now.
Thief.
Well, I wasn't going to buy it anyway.
How dare you steal from Blanket?
And Prince Michael.
And Prince Michael.
And the girl. It seemed pretty good, actually. I mean, I just watched Jean play the tutorial. I don't know. It looked like Michael Jackson dancing on the screen.
Does I have that zombies? For 360, so. I have the Kinect version. Good. It's good.
Yeah, if
he's not killing zombies with a hat, I don't care.
He's not. Not in the tutorial, anyway.
Then I don't care.
Wait, were there zombies or kidnappers?
He kills both kidnappers and zombies. It depends on the level.
Who does he kill in Captain EO?
No one?
I don't know. I never saw it. So I got that. So Chase wants to hear my impressions about the Vita. I've said it, I guess, a lot. I mean, I haven't really played any games on it. The software, the operating system is pretty clunky in that you always feel like you're clicking extra times. You're waiting for shit to happen. Like when you turn it on, when it comes out of standby mode, the Wi-Fi is off. It like has to kick on the Wi-Fi and that takes time. Everything takes time. You load up the Friends app. Yeah, a window pops up, you know, connecting to PlayStation Network, wheel spin, watch the wheel spin. Everything is watching dialogue windows come up and it's telling you to wait to do stuff.
How's the status bar? Is it green?
The status bar for what?
For when it's loading stuff. Like, I'm very familiar with the PS3 one. I'm just making sure.
Oh, for downloads, it's green.
Okay.
So you have there's a notification center in the top right corner. And it'll, you know, say like your friend requests, you have a message, or if you're downloading anything you're downloading. And for me, it's like one of those things where the number, the time keeps getting higher and higher, the download time, you know. Ooh, it's only going to take 20 minutes. Ooh, it's going to take 30 minutes. 40 minutes. I don't know. I mean, but some people really like it. I read some of the negative reviews. I saw GameSpot UK had sort of a negative review.
Wow, they had a really negative one.
Yeah, they were thumbs down all the way. There was really I couldn't find anything redeeming about
it. that was a little rough. Like, we're rough on it, but like, I don't know, that one was for an outlet like GameSpot to come out, and it didn't really seem like it was that fair of a review either. It seemed like he was being kind of nitpicky on some of the stuff.
He was disappointed with it. I mean, I think that's what it came down to. You know, I don't hate it as much as I'm disappointed with it. You know,
it is what it is.
And not calling it PSP 2.
Yeah.
I think they were, you know, I was expecting something that wasn't PSP 2, and it very much is PSP 2. And it made me wonder, you know, why the original PSP didn't have a second analog stick. Because I think, I'm pretty sure we had the technology 5 years ago or 6 years ago. to put a second analog stick on a game control, on a game handheld gaming device. It doesn't seem like, I mean, right? Like, right? I mean, there's room for it on there.
It was a, that was just a bad decision on their part. And once it was out there, they couldn't really do anything about it.
Right. Because too many, yeah, you can't fragment the customer base. But so now, like, the big, I mean, the one of the biggest selling points is that second analog stick. And I just feel like it should have been on the first one. And did they even, like, did they hold it off intentionally on the first one so they could 5 years later have something to crow about?
I don't
the
think
second
that,
one?
I don't think it was a 5 year plan decision.
You don't, because they do plan this shit out.
They do, but I don't think it was.
You don't
the,
think so.
No. Maybe held it off for 2 years. Like, there probably was discussion about making a version of the PSP with a second analog stick. I'm sure that meeting was had, and the financial, you know, decision about it was probably big charts with pros and cons. What if we do it? What if it succeeds? What if it fails? You know, when, how are we on the Vita and how far along are we from releasing that compared to adding a second analog stick? And financially, it probably wasn't worth it.
Right.
And that's probably what it comes down to.
To me, the biggest problem is there's nothing exciting about it. The screen is very nice. And look, Luminous looks, you know, very pretty on that screen.
What would make it exciting? What would have made it exciting? What is it missing?
I don't know. There's nothing revolutionary about it. And in fact, like, you know, you get the typical Sony PR shit where they don't have a feature on one of their products and they bash it. And then, like, their next version of the product has that feature. And, you know, so, like, the whole touchscreen thing that they've added, you know. And they called it a gimmick when Phil Harrison, the head of Sony Computer, former head of Sony Computer Entertainment, said that touchscreens are gimmicks. And it won't have, at least his quote was, it won't have a lasting impact beyond that of a gimmick. So the long-lasting appeal of a platform is at peril as a direct result of that. You know, it's a typical Sony market PR bullshit.
That was about the DS.
That was about the DS, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, back when he said that, though, I mean, yeah, it was just BS to...
Yeah.
Hey, ours doesn't have that, so we're just going to call that a gimmick. But now,
right.
So
now
he's working for his company.
Right.
No, I know, but I'm just... Well, you asked me what would make me excited about it, and what would make me excited about it is not incorporating features from products which, you know, even they themselves say won't have a lasting impact.
The main issue I have it with it really is the storage and the game prices.
I think that's a big part of it also.
That's the whole issue with it. Like, the device itself, it's kind of neat. I've ragged on it for being kind of big, but that's fine. It's a weird size.
For playing games, it's awesome.
Yeah, for playing – if you just want to play games on it, it's kind of neat. But you got to put enough storage in there, and you have to make these games price competitive. Like – if not with the iOS systems, at least with like the 360 and the PS3. Like, if I can buy like Dungeon Hunter Alliance on the PS3 and download it for $8, I don't understand why it's $40 on the Vita.
Right. Is it 40 or 30?
It's one of the two.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter. But yeah, same with Wipeout. Wipeout, I mean, what does Wipeout go for on PS3 now? Like, why is the new one 40?
It's a really difficult sell on these games trying to charge $40 or $30 or whatever it is.
Everything beyond the actual playing of the game of a game on Vita is kind of shitty. You know, I mean, everything else that's implemented is just sort of shitty. The friends list, the map, you know, any of the other features that they promote is just shitty. They're not done well. Load up the friends list on the Vita and load up the, you know, Game Center, your friends list on the iPhone. You're going to be staring at that loading screen for a long ass time on the Vita. It's just the whole system is sort of like that. So. That's why I'm not excited about it. But, you know, then you play a game like Luminous and you're like, okay, this is awesome. But I wish it was half the price. And then you wonder, hey, is this game going to be coming out on iPad soon? And how much is it going to cost on iPad? And then I'll be able to listen to it through my through my stereo. I don't know. Oh, well. Sony says that they hope that they plan on the Vita lasting 8 years. It was 5 to 8 years, they say. They've told Kotaku.
As long as they,
that seems pretty.
I agree. The big turnoff for me is definitely that memory issue.
Having to buy the memory card.
Yeah, yeah. It just feels a little too a la carte and a little too antiquated a system.
It gets expensive quick.
It does.
$250 for the system, and if you want to get the biggest memory card, well, you know, it's $100 for that. Maybe you don't need the biggest one.
No, but you do. You know, if
you need the biggest one,
you do, because you're going to fill up those little ones,
and it'll pay for itself in the savings you get by buying digital only. If digital games cost $5 less, and you buy 20 games, your memory card would you just paid for itself,
and would be very full.
And would be very full, but you know.
But then you get into an area where, great, have an online store where, similar to an iPhone, where I don't have to have all my games with me. They can live on my computer, or maybe the
cloud.
The Vita games could live like on the PS3 or whatever, and then you could just move them easily. But it doesn't seem like that's the case.
You can't count on Sony to implement anything like interesting tech-wise on this thing. It's just they're not going to do it. I mean, even all the shit that they talk about, the remote play stuff, I mean, they're never going to. And it's not just Sony that does it. I mean, Microsoft and Nintendo are just as guilty of talking a big game, and then the shit just never comes to fruition. Happens all the time. I believe it when I see it. So I don't trust Sony to do anything really exciting or interesting with this device. You know? So, but I mean, in 8 years, you think this thing is really going to be around in 8 years when there's a new iPhone and iPad coming out every year with, you know, a more powerful version coming out every year?
Well, I think that's a problem in itself, is a new iPhone coming out every year.
Well, it's a problem for Sony.
No, it's a problem for the consumer. We don't need a new iPhone.
You don't need to buy it.
Yes, I know, but what's the point? We don't need a new iPhone every year. I'd rather have a new iPhone every 2 or 3
Well, that's what you do. You get one every 2 because that's where your plans
are. Well, that's what my plan is, exactly.
Right. And I buy one every year because I want it.
Because you're an idiot.
No, because I like it. Well, I skipped a couple actually in there, but I just don't see how the Vita is going to, what the Vita is going to look like compared to an iPhone in, you know, 2 years or even 2 months, maybe. I don't know.
The iPhone's okay. The iPhone's okay. I think you're way overestimating the ability of the iPhone as a gaming console. I really do.
I am.
You are. You're way overestimating that its ability. You know, I know I've only had one for, what has it been now? 2 weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 3 weeks? We'll say 3 weeks. Why not? And you know what? My favorite feature is the ease of me using my work email is what's great about the iPhone. And I like, and having my contacts and all that, you know.
And
the
Twitter.
Stuff that,
I bet you like Twitter on it.
No, Twitter on it's okay. It's not phenomenal.
What?
It's
what?
Not phenomenal. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, dude, wait till you see it on the Vita.
Fine. It's adequate. It does what it needs to do. I'm just saying
it's actually pretty good on the Vita, except when you have to open up the web browser to check out something that somebody posted, and then it's pretty annoying.
But as far as games go, I don't know if
of course. But do you want to be spending $40 on a Vita game is the question.
I would spend $40 on a Vita game that was worth $40. Does that make sense?
Sure.
If it was an experience that could not be matched on any other console,
right.
That was
which
amazing.
Which is not possible. Which is not possible.
It's I think it's possible.
I have a hard time believing that any portable game can compete. You know, with the same even the same game on a big screen is almost always better.
I also have a hard time believing, because of past precedents now, that like this Uncharted game isn't going to eventually get it ported over to the console.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
In 3D.
In 3D. I just think that, you know, I think, is $40 too high? Yes. Do I think that there could be great $20 games on the Vita?
Sure. That's a good price.
That's a good price right there.
I think Sony's just so unrealistic with this thing.
Yes, like, I think the $20 price point could compete with the $1 iPhone game.
At least reasonable. It's reasonable. At least you'll think, like, hey, at least I'm getting a semblance of value here. as opposed to I'm just paying the high cost of being a first adopter.
You know, a 40-hour dungeon crawler RPG with tons of loot is a viable game for $20 on the Vita. That's something that could be made.
Torchlight.
Torchlight, yes.
It is being made. There's that game that you can play on both the PS3 and the Vita that I always forget the name of. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you, but I'm saying like that's the type of game that would succeed better on, or even a fighting game. Any game that has virtual buttons on an iPhone is going to be better on a Vita.
Of course. I'm not arguing that with you at all. Of course the Vita is superior in every way for gaming, except okay. for price and convenience. But and I don't know how, like, if Sony can just figure that out with the whole pricing thing, then maybe they have a chance. But they don't seem to be very flexible in anything that they do.
The proprietary memory cards is a mistake. I really think it is. Like, at least with the PSP, you could buy off brands and you could get the big memory card for cheap.
PSP used SD cards? No.
No, it used Sony what were those things called? The Pro Duos.
Oh, right. Okay.
But there were like SanDisk made those and like Lexmark made those. And
okay.
Yeah, there were
always from the very beginning that happened?
Not from
pretty
the beginning.
Early on, because I got a SanDisk one pretty early on.
Got it. Okay. Well, I don't know. That's the Vita. I would buy like cheap games on there, but I just don't see myself buying, you know, Mod Nation Racers that has no online play.
You have no interest in Mod Nation Racers, to be fair.
You know, but if it had online multiplayer, I would have said, you know what, for $30, that's okay. But how does that happen? How do they put out Mod Nation Racers as a launch title with no multiplayer?
Well, I think the problem with you is you're not going anywhere.
Well, I guess not.
Wait, but that Uncharted game doesn't have any multiplayer?
No.
Imagine a game where you could, like a hockey game with a franchise mode.
Buy that in a second. The FIFA one is supposed to be very good. FIFA, it's finally like not a port, like a shitty port, like where they strip out all the good shit, the good features. This is like the real deal console version. Of course, I would love that on Vita, but I doubt that the online mode would be as good as what I play on Xbox.
Well, even if it wasn't online, it was just a regular offline franchise mode.
It would be
cool,
but I bet like the loading times would be horrible or something like that. Like it would somehow pale in comparison.
That's what I mean. But if they could make a great hockey game for the Vita. I'm talking hypothetical.
If it's not as good
here as
the console version, I probably don't care.
But if you had an hour commute every day and you could play a game using your franchise team,
I would read a book instead.
On your way to work and on your way home, I don't know if you'd read a book every day.
I would read a book and wait for the superior version. Yeah. Wait till I get home to play the superior version.
I finished all the Hunger Games, by the way. I finished the third book.
Did you enjoy the ending?
I did not.
No, I liked it.
I like the very end.
Right.
But the right before the very end, I wasn't a fan of. I felt it was unnecessary.
Right.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
I know. So does everyone else who's read all the books.
They got to get you, you know.
Yeah, it kind of felt like it was too tacked on.
Right.
You know what else came out this week? We're still in new releases, right? Is that what we're in?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Epic Quest came out for Pinball FX 2.
That's a fun game.
That's a great table.
Yeah, that's really your favorite.
Have you checked that out, Cheapy?
I have not. I saw it there, but I did not buy it.
It's really cool because it's very easy to understand the rules of the table, which is a difficult thing in pinball.
Of course it is.
But this one, if you've played an RPG, you already get the rules of this game. Like, you hit a ball to a certain area, it causes you to like fight a monster, and to fight the monster, you hit the ball up the ramp that has the sword on it, and beating the monster gives you XP, and the monster drops loot, and that loot goes on your character. And you can find all different kinds of, like, it's got all the different colored loot, like yellow and blue and purple and everything.
Oh, sounds good.
And the coolest thing about it is that it's persistent. So after you play that game and you lose all three of your balls, you get to keep all the loot and you get to keep all the experience. So the next time,
so it's really different than.
Yeah, it keeps going. Like you, the next time you have your more powerful up character with all the good loot that you found, and you just keep playing, and you get up. Like I'm a level 16, I think right now. You can go all the way up to level 100.
Do they ever put their shit on? I hate to ask this question, but do they ever put their games on iPhone or iPad?
Yes, it's out there.
Yeah, it's out. It's up right now
too. Yeah.
Oh, this table's not, because I figured that'd be kind of cool.
They have one free one, which you could download right now, which is good. It's also one that's on the consoles. I prefer it on the consoles just because sometimes I find that as good as it looks, sometimes the flippers are not as responsive as I'd like them to be on the iPhone version.
Superior console version compared to the portable version.
Yes, but it's still very good, and I think the tables are like $1 each or something like that. So that you get one free one, and I think you could buy up. There's four more that are currently available.
Got it.
It's definitely worth downloading.
All right. What else we got here on this show of shows? Anyone play them? I mean, see, I saw the Mass Effect 3 demo came out, but I don't want to spoil the game for me at all. So
don't play it.
I'm going to buy it.
I'll be perfectly honest. I regret playing it because I would rather have not known the twist that they give you in the demo.
Yeah, why would you? I was surprised that you played it.
I played it because I didn't think they'd be that stupid, but I was wrong. Who knows? Maybe you find out this twist within the first 10 minutes of the game. But you know what? I would rather have found it out within the first 10 minutes of the game and not from the demo. Anyone who played the demo knows what I'm talking about. And if you had to play the demo, I'm not going to do that to you.
What about is there a multiplayer in the demo?
There's a multiplayer demo.
It's separate.
That's available if you have Battlefield 3.
I do have Battlefield
3. If you have Battlefield 3 and you played it new and use your Project $10 code, I believe that unlocks the multiplayer for you.
Excellent. I will check. I'll play.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
What I read online today. I haven't tried it because I don't have Battlefield 3, so if it doesn't work, don't blame me. Oh, speaking of things that didn't work on the Xbox but now work for me, I got Crackle to work.
Great.
Crackle, you say?
Crackle. I watched something on there.
Groundhog Day?
No, I watched the trailer for Spider-Man on there because my wife hadn't seen it. Then I saw that there's all that I didn't watch any of it, so I don't know if it's any good or any bad, but I think there might be porn on Crackle.
No.
They have a porn channel on Crackle.
It must be like softcore.
I know what you're talking about. There was like the Crackle interface is kind of weird that it like puts stuff in like collections. And one of those did say porn on it really big. But I don't think I'm thinking that's like a bait and switch type of thing. Like if you click on that, it's going to be like, I don't know, like PG-13 movies about porn industry.
I don't know. Exactly. I have no idea if it's real porn. I was just surprised to see it there, even to see the word there. So if you've watched it, well, you don't have to give me details, but just so you know, Crackle, it's got porn.
Got it. I haven't checked it out. So, okay. So how was the demo besides the fact that you were pissed that it spoiled something for you?
It's more Mass Effect. It's really the only way to describe it. The controls are the same. The combat is pretty much the same as Mass Effect 2.
The controls are kind of different.
Are they?
I think the aiming's a little bit looser than what it was in Mass Effect 2.
Is that good or bad?
Just different.
Yeah.
I had no issues with it. This is the same. This is like the third time I've played this demo, though. So
is this? I wonder if it's the same one they had at TGS. Is it where you're in like a space station and someone's locked in? Morden is locked in a booth.
That's the one.
Somewhere. That's the
That's
one.
That's half of it. That's half of it. The other half is what we saw Cheapy at E3,
the very beginning. I'm assuming of the game.
I forgot where what we saw.
Okay, it's the video that was online too when they first did the trailer with the little kid that Shepard is like meeting throughout the little section of the game.
Oh, right. With the bionic penis.
That's the one.
Yep.
That was the spoiler.
I'll never forget the bionic penis on that kid.
How could you? Really?
What else we got here? Anything?
You put Rock Band 3 DLC. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. Where did I put that? I wrote that somewhere. Oh yeah, look at that. I bought the Rock Band 3 does such a good job with the DLC. They continue to take my money. I bought Heart Alone. They did a really nice job with it. It sounds really good.
The sound engineer.
Bravo.
Heart Alone.
Let's clap for the sound engineer at Rockstar, at Rock Band.
Harmonix, maybe?
Harmonix. Yeah, but they probably outsourced that shit, so it's probably
of all the Heart songs. Music studio.
Alone. That's a great one, though, because I only play the piano on Rock Band 3, so it has a great piano part.
Of all the Rick Astley songs, which one did you buy this week?
None. I only bought the Heart song. I would have bought the Mr. Big song to be with you, but there's no piano part in it.
But so you remembered you had a penis and you decided not to?
Mr. Big is very popular in Japan.
They big in Japan?
They are big in Japan. I didn't buy that, and I didn't buy Every Rose Has Its Thorn because I don't remember the piano part in that.
I don't think there is a piano part in that.
It says there is, but it only has like one star next to it, so okay. It's probably not much.
I want to say that's like a lead-in or something in that song.
Maybe.
That's what, but, is that, a G and a C?
I love that game.
That song is two chords?
I don't know. But Rock Band 3 is awesome. If I had to protect any one of the games in my collection, like from not ever having existed, that would be definitely on the short list.
That would make for a pretty good show pilot too. Protecting things from not existing.
Right. Imagine if there was no Rock Band 3 in your life. I feel like my video game experiences would be much worse off.
There is no Rock Band 3 in my life.
Well, see, that's too bad.
I guess.
I love that fucking keyboard attachment.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
It's amazing. I love it. I love it. Hooray for you, Rock. I salute you, Rock Band 3 and your DLC. Still going strong with the DLC. What else we got here? Anything? Cag bag? Should we do the cag bag?
Oh, we're going right to the cag bag? That's a big leap.
What have I missed? What have I missed?
Double Fine
Adventure.
Oh, we
missed a few things here. Oh, yeah, we missed a lot of things.
Double Fine's releasing their game not just on the PC, but also Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android, which actually I think is pretty cool, and I am interested in checking out this game on my iPhone, so.
I also thought it was interesting that Tim Schafer mentioned that the cost of patching a game on a console is $40,000.
That's crazy. That is a crazy amount.
Where do they pull that number out of? Like,
and is it really the same for both? Like, it's $40,000 for both.
Like, yeah, how do they both pull out that number? You know? I don't know. I wonder if that's entirely true, if there's some, like, we're missing something from that. What else you got on this list of multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Assassin's Creed. Yes. I like that.
Now, does it matter that I didn't play the last one?
Probably not. This is completely new. It's a whole new...
This is what we've been waiting for years now. It's...
So is this going to be... Oh, they haven't said anything about it. I just see the headline here.
It takes place on the moon.
No, no.
And you play as Desmond's great-great-grandson on the moon, killing moon people. But slowly. Slowly.
What do we want in Assassin's Creed 3? I don't think I want Rome anymore.
No,
it's not going to be. It can't be.
It's totally different time.
I don't want Europe, and I don't want the Middle East anymore. So what do I want? Do I want, like, feudal Japan with, I don't know, the buildings aren't very tall. Pagodas. They could have pagodas.
What about like a Gangs of New York era?
Right. You had that idea before, didn't you? Or someone else did?
I think many people have.
I think it was Russ Frushnick that actually wrote that. Is that possible that I got that right?
It is possible. I could see that working because you could have buildings, but not necessarily crazy tall buildings. Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis, funny hats and mustaches. What else do you need?
Ow. I just ripped the headphone out of my ear. That hurt.
Don't do that.
Hopefully something good there.
I'm sure it'll
now
be
I'm
good.
Glad
all
I didn't.
All of them have been good. It's just
right.
They need to put Ezio down and then move on to move the story along. The story hasn't moved here for a while.
Right. There's been no revelations, despite the fact the last game was called Revelations. What else, Wombat? Nothing. Raymond, I was surprised to see this Rayman Origins made money for Ubisoft.
They didn't quite say how much, but they said that the game has been profitable and they see it as being an evergreen title that will do well just being on the shelves.
See, they have this for Vita, but why would I pay... I don't know what it costs on Vita, actually. But why would I pay that price when I'm sure it's going to be cheaper on the console?
I think you'll find it $20 even at GameStop this week. I think it's $20. It's well worth it for $20, I'll tell you that much.
You have it?
I do.
Did you finish? You didn't finish.
No, that game's hard as balls. Right. But it's fun.
Is there an easy mode?
I don't think so.
It's easy for the... Like, it's easy for a while. So... You'll get your $20 worth out of it even if you don't finish it.
That's what I was about to say. You'll get your $20 out of it, and it's just so gorgeous that it's the kind of game you want to show people.
It's $40 on Vita.
Yeah.
I see that Hot Shots Golf and Wipeout are both $30 on Amazon, though.
That's not bad. $30 for Hot Shots Golf?
Yeah.
I would do that, I think.
Should I buy it? Well, yeah. See, I can't. I want to download it, though. Anything else here? Some
I just
want to
mention
questions?
It came up. It came up last week about Michael Pachter and the NPDs.
Yes,
and that
he thought that there was a mistake.
Yes,
somewhere.
And I have it on good authority, and Shipwreck can back me up that Michael Pachter was right.
He was right.
He was right, possibly by anywhere from 5 to 10%.
Pachter.
So there you go. And I was told I'm allowed to say that on the show by my source.
By your source. Tim Schafer?
By Tim Schafer. We had a conversation after the show, and we patched things up.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Cagbag, right? Now we cagbag?
Wait, have you still been playing Amalur at all?
I played a good amount over the weekend. And I like
it. How's it coming? Okay.
I like it. I like the game. I think it's, you know, there's something, the word I would use to describe it is very zen. It doesn't tax your brain at all. At all. There is no brain taxing in this game.
You don't have, there's no pesky, like, story to have to remember?
No, nothing. The only thing you need to remember is go walk towards the yellow circle.
Right.
Go towards the yellow circle, kill the thing that's at the yellow circle, go to another yellow circle, and someone will say, thank you for killing the thing at the yellow circle. And you do that a lot, and that's the whole game. But sometimes, like when you have two kids and you work 12 hours a day, all you want to do is walk to the yellow circle, kill something, go to the yellow circle, and have someone congratulate you for that.
And give you a present.
And give me a present. Exactly. And that's the game. Good job. Here's a present.
They give you the present. They give you the present, you can't carry it.
Well, yeah, that
there's too much stuff. You already have too many presents. You're overflowing with presents.
You have then that is true. You do get too many presents. Although
can you get a house to put your presents in?
Yes, but I don't have one yet.
I see.
And it's really not worth it. Like, you have a house. I finished the game in about 45 hours. I went to my house like 3 times, I think. Because you just get so much loot that you're just going to trash it anyways. There's no reason to take it back to your house and put it in the chest.
Right.
But I'm glad you're liking it still, though.
I do like it. And I even like the weapons. I think they do a really good job with the loot and the different weapons. And, you know, I find that I've been finding newer, better weapons more often than I thought I would. Because this is a problem. This is and something that I found even with Skyrim, which, don't get me wrong, Skyrim is still amazing. But, you know, you find one really good weapon and you're going to use that weapon for like 40 hours.
See, I like that about Skyrim, though.
See, I like that I've been using this sword I want to find a better weapon at least every 3 hours.
But in MMR, you find a better weapon like every hour, maybe, at least.
I'm saying, like, there's a mid-ground. And I think it would be like maybe 3 to 4 hours. Or even maybe like every 3 or 4 quests, you find something that's like, oh, finally, something better than what I'm using. But again, that's an argument where there is no winner and no loser that we could have for 3 hours. So,
starting now.
Exactly. That's a very subjective argument.
I still think Cheapy has no interest in playing this. Do you have?
I still don't.
I was gonna say I don't know. I'm not confident enough that he would enjoy it to recommend it to him. I don't know if he would hate it or like it.
I don't think there's any hating to it. There's just a matter of, do I want to spend 45 hours to play this game?
Yeah, I don't know.
The problem is that Mass Effect 3 is coming out on March 6th. I can basically play NHL 12 between now and then and be pretty satisfied. You know, and
Alan Wake. Alan Wake's next week.
Alan Wake is coming.
That's next week, yeah.
There's enough to keep me occupied, between now and then.
Exactly, and Omlor's going to be the only thing I'm going to play between now and then.
I still haven't finished. I'm thinking about just doing like an end zone rush in Skyrim, but I don't know.
I think that after Mass Effect 3, you have Max Payne 2, like 3, I guess. I'm trying to think what's left for you until like the fall. So you may have a good summer where you'll need to find something.
I'm 19-13 is my NHL 12 record right now.
You are a god.
That's not very good.
You are Linsane.
I mean, it's good. It's not, you know, Shipwreck could tell you how good it is. He's a coach. He knows. It's not as good as 17-1.
That is a fact. Did I beat you in that game? I forget.
Not 12.
Not 12, 11.
11. I've been playing a lot.
Okay.
And it keeps all your stats on the EA Sports website. I could tell you my passing percentage right now.
That's exciting. What is it? I've been wondering what that was.
It's 59%.
It's not bad.
I don't know. I wouldn't know what's good.
I don't
know. My shooting percentage is 13.8%.
That's lower than your passing percentage. You should try passing on goal.
I do that sometimes by accident. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. Here's a very good question from Wayno187. We are all very aware by now that Wombat likes to shamelessly use his name and position to get free stuff from developers and publishers.
That position would be missionary.
I'm curious to know if he has ever attempted this practice for any other venue, especially in a physical location such as a GameStop or something. Have you ever walked into a retailer and dropped a Wombat bomb?
I have not. Should I? Who would know? No one knows who I am.
You never walked into a GameStop and say, "Oh, do you like podcasts?"
No, I have walked into GameStops where there have been conversations about podcasts.
Right,
where I've mentioned if they listen to mine. Usually, it's a no.
Right,
that's happened. Actually, that really only happened once. I have been in GameStops where people have known who I am. That happened once. My wife was once in a GameStop where the conversation was about podcasts and she mentioned me and they thought she was lying, that she wasn't really, there was no way she was married to the Wombat. So she called me from the GameStop and I had to talk to an employee on the phone.
No,
that is a true story.
That's a good story.
That is a good story. That was
wow. Did you get super late that night?
I get super late every night, man.
No, I mean, with your wife.
Oh, maybe.
Not with that, you know, the empty toilet paper.
Yeah, that's gross and sounds painful.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's a true story.
All right. So the answer is no, but he did have to prove his identity to some people once.
Yes.
Over the phone. Coach Proch asks.
You want to say Coach Proch, right?
I did. Maybe it is Proch.
Will Alan Wake's
American Nightmare lead to more big titles developers going to Xbox Live Arcade in the future and on the next Xbox? And is that good or bad? Depends on the game.
I was going to say, I don't think it's that black or white an issue.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Is the game going to do really well? I mean, has a retail release ever had its follow-up be an Xbox Live Arcade game before? Like, just have it go. This is like the equivalent of like straight to DVD for a movie sequel, right?
Yes and no, in a way. But I think that's kind of.
I hate to disparage. I was going to say,
but if it's great, then that's not necessarily the case. I think maybe it's just maybe going a little more indie. I don't know. Is it like maybe it's like the leap from Crank 1 to Crank 2? Which I don't.
No, but those are at least those were both released in the theater.
I
know,
but I like Crank 2 more than Crank 1.
Right. So what you're saying is you can't answer the question because you don't know the quality. Because
you don't understand analogies.
Right. Well, no, because I don't think
that's what you're saying. Because
I think Crank 2 was in this theater for intentionally shorter period of time and went to DVD much faster.
Okay.
Oh, of course. Shipwreck, you didn't pick up on that's what he meant.
I do now.
Duh.
And obviously, I don't understand analogies.
And that.
It's really, this is the same thing that's happened to Double Fine. I mean, Remedy is not that big of a developer. Alan Wake did not do that well financially. And this is a way for them to keep making good games and like be able to use everything that they created for the original Alan Wake and put out a product that people may buy. It just, that's why this,
that's
like,
the reality,
that's
of,
the reality of it. Like, there's nothing, like, people aren't just going to do this because they can. Like, this is more of a, we have to do this.
Right. Like Double Fine and Kickstarter.
Right.
You just said. Sure. And one thing that people kept pointing out that we forgot to mention last week was that Double Fine did try to get traditional publisher backing for their classic adventure game, but because of the genre, it was basically impossible.
Did they?
That's what people kept saying to me on Twitter.
Yes, but they never said that. Double Fine has not said, never said that. They never said they tried. They said they normally do.
I don't know, but I cannot.
But
say
they no, because I had this conversation with Ben Gilbert. I'll use his name for this. And I said, because I was the one who complained to him. I'm like, I can't believe that no publisher would really invest, you know, $400,000, really $300,000, because $100,000 was going to go towards the. Because I don't think $300,000 is that much to an EA. When all they need to sell to recoup their money is 30,000 copies. So I was like, I can't believe that EA wouldn't give them the money after all the success they had with four games with them last year. Or however many games, you know. They could, what, Costume Quest was EA, wasn't it? Or am I making that up? Was that THQ?
You made that up.
Was that THQ?
It wasn't EA.
Okay. Well, with whomever, like, they had success last year. I'm surprised that no one would be willing to.
Well, you better look into that because that's what people were telling me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if it was necessarily that that publisher said no as much as it was them not wanting to do that model. And I think
they heard the story about the douchebag story.
No, it's not that at all, and it's not a slight against Double Fine. It's very smart for Double Fine. It's that, you know, if they. You know, Double Fine wouldn't see a dollar until after they make that initial $300,000 plus marketing.
Right. It's not worth the effort for them to do it through a big publisher.
Exactly. Maker. If it costs $300,000, and I'll just keep using EA's.
You can't make any money.
Yeah. So they make they get $300,000 from EA, plus EA spends another $200,000 in marketing. Then they need
They're not doing that. Well, that's the problem.
I don't think Double Fine's done anything with EA since Brutal Legend.
I know, but I'm just using them as an example because they're the first publisher I'm thinking of. Would you like me to say THQ or Microsoft? It doesn't matter. Publisher X.
Or Warner Brothers. Those are the ones that they've done stuff with.
Okay, so Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers gives them $300,000. They make the game. Warner Brothers decides to put $200,000 in marketing towards this game. So now Double Fine doesn't see a cent until the game makes $500,000. So once it makes $500,001, that's when Double Fine's going to get its first dollar. So it makes sense for them not to want to go the publisher route. I totally get it. And it makes a lot of sense to find your funding either independently, which funding the money yourself is very risky when you're a small operation, or to go to Kickstarter.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's move on because I want to finish up these kind of
questions.
Okay.
See, look at that. I defended them.
Good.
Yeah.
Rocky I 1980 writes in, new Xbox at E3 this year, yes or no? Shipwreck.
I think they're going to show something.
Wombat.
Maybe.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. The answer is yes. Something. But maybe no. They're still doing well. Why would they show a new one? I don't know.
I just think it's time. I don't know. I don't think they're going to come out, like, it's not going to be something like where they announce it and it comes out this year or anything. But I think they're going to
try to cock block the Wii.
Yeah, I really do. Wii U. I really do. I don't think they want the Wii out there with a head start without saying, oh, by the way, ours is coming next year.
I'm going yes. I'm going to say a little teaser, but maybe not that much. Not that much new Xbox. Macleshed, what game is CADcast's surprise favorite of 2011? Bulletstorm? Didn't we do this on our awards show?
Yeah. So why are you asking this stupid question?
I'm changing mine, by the way, because my friend of mine, I had loaned Driver San Francisco to him, and he returned it to me, and I decided to play a little more. That game is so awesome. Even though I finished it, and I wrote a review of it, and I really liked it, I forgot how awesome it was. I highly recommend to people to check out Driver San Francisco. I don't know if that's my surprise, number one surprise. Macleshed also wants to know if any games... Are there any games that came out this console generation that we'd like to see turned into a major motion picture? I don't think I need
King
to
Kong?
See a video game.
King Kong, that was a game, right?
That wasn't this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, this generation, yeah. And they did, yeah. It was based on them. It was called Peter Jackson's King Kong.
It was
Kong.
A joke.
It was in the fucking title.
These are the jokes, you see.
I have my copy right here. I got 100. I'm not kidding. It's right in my bookshelf.
I bet it is.
I bought it for about $4, I think, here. I don't need to see a movie video game movie. Maybe Mass Effect. Maybe. It's not going to be good, though.
Mass Effect, like, if you watch that new Star Trek movie, that's an awful lot like Mass Effect.
Close enough,
it's
right?
Really close. I mean, you're going around, you're getting all the people to assemble your crew.
Well, Star Trek in general is a lot like Mass Effect.
Yeah, I know, but the visuals of that new Star Trek movie.
Lens flare.
Yeah, it's lens flare-tastic.
Well, it's that Ralph McQuarrie art style that Mass Effect uses. You know, that Ralph McQuarrie-inspired art that Mass Effect uses is very reminiscent of... original Star Trek, and obviously Star Wars, because Ralph McQuarrie was the art designer for Star Wars.
Yeah. I have his pictures, the Empire Strikes Back poster collection from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
I love his art. It's so awesome.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do.
You know, oh, cool. Look at you.
I'd see a Dead Space movie, probably.
My wife just sent me a text message.
Mm-hmm.
I found someone in my company whose name is C.U. Dong. We're so mature. Speaking of Mass Effect, did you guys try the Kinect stuff?
I shouted at my TV a couple of times.
And thumbs up, thumbs down?
It works.
Are you going to use it?
I doubt it. Maybe.
Ship?
I didn't try it. But that's probably the same as what's going to happen when I play the game. I don't really boss around my people very much in Mass Effect anyways.
You let them do their thing.
Yeah, well, I just let them go.
I just did this stuff like when he would go to a door, I would go, open. Open.
It's so hard to push the button.
Open. But, you know, schmopen.
Quick save.
Lightning bolt.
Knock him out. Anything else here? Do you think XCast wants to know if you think Kingdoms of Amalur would have been received better if it came out before Skyrim?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, on that bombshell, I think it's time to say goodbye and tell you to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/ GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Facebook.com/CheapAssGamer. Oh, and what about a free audiobook from audibletrial.com/CADcast and a free 2-week trial? What about that?
You can listen to The Hunger Games.
They're owned by Amazon.
They are, indeed.
You could use your already existing Amazon account with Audible.
You can?
Yep. I know that because a very nice CADcast listener I'll tell you his name right now because that's how I roll. Don't mind.
AudibleFan69.
Beta Demo was kind enough to point that out to me. Your Amazon account automatically syncs with Audible when you register Audible, and you have an Amazon account.
Say Audible again.
Audible.
Speaking of Amazon, I got my Kindle Fire working finally with the region circumvention block. So I was able to watch Super Troopers.
That's, if there was ever a better reason for region circumcision, I can't think of it.
I tried to watch Battlefield.
Wait. Was that region circumcision?
Yes. Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, just checking. You're right on that. Correct.
Yeah.
I tried to watch Battlefield Earth.
Why?
I was right before bedtime. I thought it might help me go to bed. I've never seen it before.
It's terrible.
It's really hard to watch, especially at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Anyway, review us on iTunes, please. Why don't you? And audibletrial.com/cadcast. And we will see you next week, where we will not shit on the Vita at all next week. Unless I buy a game and it's not good. Then I might shit on it. But see you then.
Red's done. I got some.